go out to LA. Coming from the city where no penny is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
All right. Hey, look.
Okay.
Hey, I want y'all to cut it down. I don't. Hey, no more pictures. Hey, guards, security, tell them no more. We're not doing no more. No, look. No cameras for the rest of the evening. I will answer all the questions that need to be answered tonight. All right? I'm here to give a speech to the people. You, the people. But no cameras tonight. And we want to keep it. I want to make this a little bit more intimate. Okay? I don't want to make this seem like a typical speech. You know what I mean? I want us to get to the nitty gritty. I'm here as your president working on my third term. And it wouldn't be as special as it is if I wasn't from the country that I'm from. You know, and I have the opportunity to go ahead and start working with other nations and with the possibility of ruling those nations. Now, is that my ultimate goal in life? Maybe, maybe not. You know, with a lot of power comes a lot of stress. And I don't believe one person should be in control of that. If you understand what I mean, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of, and don't mistake me saying, you know, the load is being carried by one person as a selfish thing, because I have a team. And that team comes with a lot of sleepless nights, you know, a lot of respect, a lot of loyalty. So what I want to establish here, what I'm going to say is I want to address everything that has led up to this moment. I know I'm coming into this as not only the, how would you say, the top dog. You know, I haven't lost. And that's because I treat my people well. And I understand that today's a new time. And there's different type of leaderships out there that, you know, a lot of people gravitate to. Whether it aligns with what you like and I like, what I try to pursue, the laws that I've created for you. I'm not going to get 100% of the votes. That just doesn't happen. Majority wins anyway. So I don't need all of them. I just need most of them. And, you know, throughout the years, you guys have kept me in office to protect you and your rights. And I love you for that. I love you for that. As a young kid from Los Angeles, I'm here to say that I appreciate the love and the respect. And I'm honored that you will consider me the leader of the free world. Now, I'm here to answer questions. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. So with that being said, again, no cameras. No cameras. You're free to record. Whether it's if you want to go live, that's fine. But we don't need any cameras in here, okay? Put the cameras down. You can record, video record, and you can. And I'll take a few questions out the gate before I get to my speech. So whoever's ready to get this started, let's get it.
Mr. President, over here.
Okay.
Seeing that this could be your third term,
mm-hmm.
Record breaking, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is one of the first laws that you would consider, you know, changing for the people?
Well, in all honesty, I look at that as gun laws. I feel like let's just say this. The gun laws in our country is probably the worst in the world, okay? I will say this to that. You reelect me, then we can get to a point where we personalize every gun to every bullet. I mean, every bullet to every gun, or vice versa. And, well, you might say one of the challenging things about that is, well, what about the stolen guns or the lost guns or the ones with the serial scratched off? It's going to be very difficult to fight against that. I'll be honest with you. But I do have a partial solution for that. And what is that, you might add or might say? Well, for every gun that's turned in that does not belong to you, all right, we will not only reward you financially, but we'll give you a voucher to go get a free gun. I just want all the guns that's not attached to everybody off the streets. Now, I know I'm not going to be 100%. Nobody shoots 100% from the field. But hopefully this idea, this pitch will lead to having more guns come back and reissued. But that's the only way we're going to keep violence down. So that's my proposal to that.
Mr. President, I have a quick question. Mm. Under your
No, you got to explain who you are first.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm Shan from Chica Tip Hot News.
Okay.
Yes. So my question is, under your administration, how do you feel about the current state of hip hop?
I can see just,
that being
niggas
said,
is just wasting.
What is your
questions?
Opinion, and how do you tend to support the people who is frustrated with mumble rap?
To be honest with you, when it comes to the state of hip hop, it's one of those things where you understand music changes every, 3 to 4 years. And we were once in a situation where our OGs complained about the music that we listened to. And we could sit up there and debate and argue with them every day about why it was good, why you should listen to it, and why you should stop tripping. Why do I need to throw my tape away, Mom? Because I want to listen to N.W.A. or I want to listen to Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying? And they have valid reasons. And they're our parents. You know, they can tell us, hey, we don't want you listening to this because you could be easily influenced. We listened to a lot of rap that unfolded in right in front of us. You know, it was storytelling. They told us about the lifestyle that we was living in. We may not have been a part of it, but we was around it. You know, and some of us was a part of it. So I look at it, they called it reality rap, conscious rap, you know, and then you have the mumble rappers that came, you know, decades later. And to that I say, our first issue was not having subgenres. We should have had that. Just like they have punk rock, soft rock, metal rock, metal rock, all that shit, man. Alternative, break it down. You know, trap music is not a bad genre. It's explaining what was going on during that era and how it was done. You know, I'm not mad at that gangster rap. You know, that East Coast gritty rap. It was a lot of different genres we should have broken down amongst the culture. That's what I'm saying. When it came to the boom, you got to separate the boom baps. You have to separate it. You know, and then we won't have this issue. But when you have all these different creations of hip hop and you force it into one category, then you're going to have a plethora of fan bases going at it. You know, who's the best and who's going to rank supreme overall. And it should never have been like that one. Never at all. So,
hey, Mr. President, over here. This is Jeremy with Pod and Save Our News. Currently, obesity is on the rise. How do you and your administration care to tackle on that issue?
Niggas got to get out there and run. Just get your ass out there and run at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, walk. If you're not going, hey, let me tell you this. We complain often about being held back in this world. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So one thing that they cannot take away from you is your ability to get out there and just go do something. And one of the easiest things to do, because you have to get up and literally do it every day to get from point A to point B, is walk. Go out there and set a goal to knock out 5,000 to 7,000 steps a day, you know, and then gradually increase to 10,000. And if you want to get freaky with it, to 12,000 a month. I mean 12,000 one month, but, you know, daily. You know, and start with walking, you know, then go from that to jogging, light jogging. After that, you know, see if you could, see how long you can jog. Do a couple of sprints. Go to a marathon, half marathon, 5K, 3K, you know, and get in shape. This food is bad. I'm telling y'all that right now. It's not just your ability to get up or your effort to get up, your discipline to get up and go to the gym or even a home gym or around the block. But it's also your food intake and the type of food that you eating. Trust me, sometimes you got to put that fried shit away. Sometimes you got to, hey, take a break from that sugar. Sometimes you got to step back from those carbs or get a smaller portion. That bread is going to kill you. That pasta is going to kill you. That grease is going to kill you. That over-seasoning is going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Too much candy, killing you. Cake, killing is, portion it out, you know? Portion it out. That's all I can say about that. You know what I mean?
Mr. President, this is JP with Cognac News.
Okay.
In the past, we've had issues with our representation as Black people.
Mm.
Considering your administration and how strong and pro-Black it is,
okay,
what do you think, through cinema, that is, what do you think is the best representation for Black people to these other countries?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I would say the first two things that I think of is Boomerang and A Different World. With Boomerang, it showed true Black excellence, and it had dating involved, but you couldn't say anything negative about the culture of the Black people inside that film. You know, you had some successful Black people. You had friendships. You had relationships. You had relationships go wrong and then fixed. You had accountability, you know? So I think that's a great representation of us because it showed us in a great light. Now, when you talk about A Different World, we talking about the struggle of college students, but their trials and tribulations. But you see them grow from a freshman in college all the way into potentially getting married and dealing with marital issues. So it show you from that young adulthood to that, how would you put it? I would say middle class adulthood. If I said, yeah, middle class adulthood, that's what I would call it. You know what I mean? So now, when you talk about representation, cinema-wise, of course, you know, there's going to be some negativity coming from the other party and say, well, what about the minister societies and the boys in the hoods and the bellies of the world? And I'm going to say, well, that's a true representation of a certain era and of certain neighborhoods. You know, we're not perfect by any means. And I wouldn't dare send those as a first choice. I would definitely send them because they need to know it's not all, you know, roses over here. It's not. We're going to tell you. And other countries can tell you as well, can show you as well, hey, we don't have everything in order either. You know what I mean? So we do look towards America to see, you know, what standards they're setting going forward. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, honestly, that would definitely be, you know, my two picks. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that'd be my two picks. What we got next? Anybody else?
Quote number six, current culture, open quote. Mr. President, social media has become toxic. How do you fix it? Close quote.
You can't fix social media. It's like we're going back to the whole gun topic. It's like you can use guns to protect you. You can use guns to, you know, for bad reasons. You know what I mean? But it's your decision. It's your decision, your algorithm at the end of the day. You know, I'm not here to try to control things. No, I want you to have free will to do what you want, but you also got to hold yourself accountable. You know what the internet is full of, and you know what it feeds off of, and you know what it thrives off of. If enough people would switch their algorithms around, it changes the whole narrative. But it's going to be there. You know, just like you got rain, you got sunshine. Just like you got pain, you got joy. Like, it's going to be there. is going to be there, but you have to be. And if you, and if that's what you're into, you know, if that's truly what you're into, just be able to control it at the end of the day. Control it. Balance. The healthiest balance you can create besides your food intake and your exercising. Just have a balance of it and understand that it's a lot more toxic stuff that's going to get attention than anything positive. So I'm not here to change. I'm not here to change social media. I'm here to help it at the end of the day. What we got next? We got anything next?
Mr. President, Mr. D713 from Everything's Culture News.
Okay.
If you could change one thing about America, what would it be?
Nothing. I don't want to change America at the end of the day. I mean, don't get me wrong. Do we need a little bit of change? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of things need to be changed. But I say this though. I don't want to leave you with what I can't do. I'll leave you what I'll try to do. I make people value experiences more than possessions, you know? Like, I make friendships dope again, you know? Like, curiosity should be a normal thing. I make people go see the world instead of arguing about it online. Go see the world before you start to argue about it, because the greatest education has always been experience, you know what I mean? And the thing is, like, going back to social media being toxic, like, everybody gets one free argument a week. You know, that's my solution. Get one free argument a week. After that, you got to go outside. You got to go outside after that. Get one a week, and then that's outside. You know, to me, I want to, if anything that I want to be mandatory, everybody should be able to, everybody should take a nap. Everybody should take a nap. Mandatory? No, look. All right, maybe I'm going too far. Mandatory? No. But highly encouraged? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And including stuff like that. When they ask me, hey, Mr. President, final decision, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Dog, I'm going to pause. You want to know why? Because that's above my pay grade. I'm trying to keep the country together, okay? We're not going to keep talking about MJ, Kobe, LeBron. We're not going to keep doing that at the end of the day. We just not. It's just, look, we got to go outside. We got to get healthy. We got to stop talking about shit mentally. We got to start doing stuff physically. We're outside now. Every citizen gets a walk-in playlist. You don't lose health care. You lose your excuses. That's what I want at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Now, I think personally it's time for me to get into my speech because we might need it.
You know, one last question, please.
No, and look. No, enough with that. No more questions. It's time to get into if I ruled the world, right? Fellow Americans, if I ruled the world, Mondays would be optional. If I ruled the world, naps would count as productivity. Everyone gets one. I wasn't ready per month, okay? If I ruled the world, your playlist would determine your tax bracket indefinitely. If I ruled the world, slow drivers would have their own lane. Now, again, that's all jokes. I'm joking. Maybe not about the Monday. But let me give you something to think about. If I ruled the world, curiosity would be rewarded more than popularity at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I believe every child needs a mentor. Yo, no, y'all niggas need to be mentored. I've seen y'all, starting in Chicago. We got to start mentoring these kids like crazy. Hey, look, Oakland, L.A., South L.A., Watts, Compton. You know what I'm saying? Miami. We got to start mentoring these kids a little bit more. If I ruled the world, kindness will be considered strength. We need more of that. We all dealing with shit, but that don't stop you from being kind. Because if I ruled the world, experiences would matter more than goddamn possessions. Because that's what we stuck up on. That's what we've been stuck up on, is possessions around our necks, on our feet. We got to do better. If I ruled the world, everyone would have a chance to reinvent themselves. And that's what we need to do. Don't be afraid to go back in that closet, switch your outfit, come back out and say, all right, let me upgrade. Let me do better. Let me talk better. Let me act better. When nobody watching, when nobody's looking, it don't take that much to cut that phone off. Not even cut it off. You can check the messages, but you ain't got to answer as many phone calls. King Jern call you, 12 Cal call you, huh? Styles call you. Man, sometimes it's not about that. You get back to them. You get back to them. They going to be there. They working on themselves as well. It's time we all do that. Y'all want me to address the sports world? Because if I ruled the world, every city would host a free youth sports clinic on the weekends. We got to do this for the kids. If I ruled the world, college athletes would, I don't know, graduate debt-free. We all would love that, right? Think about how sports would be played if you knew, hey, after this season, debt-free. If I ruled the world, every NBA Finals Game 7s would be on Saturdays. Vote for me. A Game 7 automatically will be played on a Saturday. Dog, if I ruled the world, pick up basketball, it would be considered community service at this point. You know, sports is important. I love that. And if I ruled the world, well, I got to talk about how serious sports is to our lives. Music. Music. If I ruled the world, R&B would never leave the mainstream. We need that. Because if I ruled the world, every Friday would come with a brand new slow jam. You know you're going to get a new track on Friday. It's going to be fire. You know you're going to be waiting on that, because if I ruled the world, albums wouldn't be judged by replay value. Nah, you know what? Now that I think about it, it should be judged by replay value, not first week sales. We're not doing first week sales. Only replay value. That's how we judge albums. That's how we're going to judge classic albums. Under my administration, that's how you judge an album. If I ruled the world, every city would have an outdoor, I don't know, like a soul music festival. Every city got to have that. At least once a year. Once or twice. You know what? Twice a year. Let's do it for the summer. Y'all vote on it. As a matter of fact, how about that? I don't want to pick that. You pick when you have your two festivals. Is it going to be in the summertime, in the wintertime, or is it going to be in the fall, in the spring in the fall, or yeah, y'all get to choose. If I ruled the world, every playlist would tell a story. You need that. That's important. You need details to your life. If I ruled the world, people would collect memories instead of excuses. I'm pushing my people to create memories out here. No matter how small those memories, no matter what the experience is, memories out here. If I ruled the world, walking would be considered therapy, because it is. Walking is therapy. Get that up there. If I ruled the world, be encouraged to go see for yourself. I'm encouraging you to go see for yourself. Whatever you need to see to be motivated, go see it for yourself. Because if I ruled the world, staying interesting would be part of the goddamn job description. That's as easy as it is. Now, in closing, if I ruled the world, I wouldn't try to make everyone think the same. Like, I try to make sure everyone had the same opportunity to dream, create, belong, and leave the world a little bit better than how they found that shit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you gotta love it. So when I sit up here and I tell you about the love I have for you people, it's certain things that we have to address. Those are just personal things that I've been asked about. These are personal things that I support or I'm a part of on a daily, monthly, yearly basis. But I think now it's time to get down to the important people behind the scenes. When we start talking about political parties, when we start talking about the process, when we start talking about campaigns, 1v1s, when we start talking about promises, when we start talking about bills, let's get to it. My political platform starts with less team politics. If I ruled the world, I spend less time asking if you're a Republican or a fucking Democrat, and more time asking if your idea actually works, nigga. I'm not running against a party. I'm running against bad ideas, nigga. That's the goal. All right? Now we have to work on annual report cards. This is what I propose. Every elected official gets public report cards based on the following: promises kept, budget management, crime reduction, education improvements, and community satisfaction. Niggas gotta check in or we'll grade you, okay? No more lifetime job securities around this bitch. Every politician gets graded just like the rest of us. What's the next thing I'm gonna propose, people? More civil conversations before major litigations, experts from different viewpoints. Citizens ask questions, and the discussion is live and easy to understand. What does that mean? I don't want louder debates. I want smarter ones. Shorter campaign seasons, huh? Campaigns shouldn't last all year, my nigga. Okay? If you've been in multiple wars and you've lost multiple wars, hey, y'all campaigning for 3 years to work for four. Shit not working out. Shit is not working out. I propose a National Community Service Day as well. Well, you might say, well, Mr. President, what does that mean? Well, one day each year, every politician joins citizens cleaning neighborhoods, serving food, visiting schools, or helping local organizations. You should represent the people before you represent the cameras, nigga. That's off top. This is why I've been here for three terms, because I'm here for y'all. We got to start. Maybe I need to create a bill called Independent Problem Solvers. Create. How can I put this? Bipartisan teams to tackle issues like housing, transportation, mental illness, mental health is the thing. Veterans, let's take care of them, though. Let's finally take care of them. And overall, the infrastructure. The pothole doesn't care what party fills it. Pause, if needed. But we need more. We need, I think another thing we need to talk about is how politics explain, or should it be explained like you're 15, right? Every major bill gets a one-page summary, a five-minute video, plain language explanations. If regular people can't understand that shit, it probably shouldn't pass. if niggas up the block can't understand what the fuck you talking about, we need to reevaluate some shit. We do. I know some of it starts with the education and these niggas being young. That's why I propose a youth as adversary. What? I'm sorry. I had a long night. I'm sorry, people. But we're gonna get through this. Youth Advisory Council. I am sorry. Teenagers and young adults have a formal voice in policy discussions, right? What does that mean? Hey, they're inheriting the future, nigga. They deserve a seat at the table, all right? And I think One of the things that we should have that should be mandatory is monthly town halls. Instead of like of speeches, answers, unscripted questions, citizens every month. No teleprompters, no handpicked audience, just questions. Just raw questions. You know what I mean? We don't need none of that stage shit. Kind of like, what's the shit I'm watching right now? I'm in the fourth season of it. The Boys, none of that. You see how everything is scripted on the soup ends. You see what I'm saying? Nah. We got to get better. Healthy mentally and physically. Speaking of, though, but put America on a health kick. Promote walking, such like I did, right? Parks, recreation, nutrition, mental wellness. A happier country, to me, is a stronger country. It's a no-brainer. Hey, look. I've had reporters ask me shit like, are you left or right? I'm for it. That's what I am, nigga. I'm for it. That's what I am. F-O-R-W-A-R-D. Huh? They always want to ask questions and attach me to something. Hey, Mr. President, which party are you representing? The party of common sense, nigga. Membership is free. Membership is free. You know what I mean? There was a reporter the other night who said, who are your biggest political rivals? Division. Ego. Any people who think arguing is the same thing as solving problems. That's who I'm arguing against. That's who I'm against right there. You know what I mean? So I just want to say to y'all, this is what I propose. This is what I propose. I see y'all. I'm still one of y'all. Okay? In certain aspects, yes, I'm on a different level. I'm overseeing our country, let alone the world, once it's offered to me. Right? I see y'all. And I'm still that same person. I'm still the same OG. Shout out to Genuine. But, hey, I might as well give y'all a thanks to all, especially, look, to all my fellow podcasters and creators. Hey, the campaign isn't just for the people with the biggest microphones. It's for the people who press record when nobody is listening. It's for the creators, niggas staying up at 2:00 in the morning. Huh? The ones with 37 views who show up for episode 38, nigga. The ones creating from the bedroom, garages, cars, the kitchen table. The kitchen table is famous, nigga. A lot of kitchen tables are famous. The ones betting on themselves, everyone else would. Everybody else. Hey, look. Bet on yourself. Bet on yourself, okay? I see you. Don't let numbers decide your value. Don't let algorithms determine your purpose. And don't confuse going viral with making impact. How about that? Some of the greatest ideas in history started with a small audience and one person who refused to quit. So if you're building a podcast, building a brand, filming content, writing music, or designing clothes, or simply trying to leave your mark on the world, keep going. Keep creating, my nigga. Because someone you've never met is waiting for something only you can make, nigga. As president, I can promise I'll never face criticism. I can't promise overnight success, but I can promise this. Your voice deserves a chance to be heard. Your ideas deserve a room to grow. And your creativity is an investment in your future. So today, I ask to create boldly. Collaborate generously. Compete with excellence. And remember, we aren't just making content. We're creating conversations that outlive. That outlive us, nigga. It's gonna outlive us. I'm BTG, and together we'll make creativity part of the culture. I'll explain this in my next term. I love y'all. And finally, to my folks back home, to all the LA natives, this campaign may have taken me around the country, but home has always been home. To the neighbors that raised us, to the parks where we learned to compete, to the schools that shaped us, to the families, dreamers, workers, artists, entrepreneurs who wake up every day believing tomorrow can be better than today. This one's for y'all. Los Angeles taught me every block has a story. Every person has a hustle. Every culture has something worth celebrating. We don't all come from the same neighborhoods. We don't all wear the same colors. We don't all root for the same teams. But we're connected by one city that's always found a way to reinvent itself. You know what I mean? So wherever you're watching from, South Central, Inglewood, Valley, East LA, West LA, Compton, Harbor, the IE, Carson, Watts, know this. I'll never forget where I came from, because before there was a campaign, before there was a microphone, before there was a BTG, there was just a kid from Los Angeles with a dream. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for believing in each other. And no matter what happens next, keep representing the city with pride. Because Los Angeles isn't just where we're from. It's how we move. It's how we create. It's how we dream. We win championships, nigga. May God continue to bless United States of America. I'm BTG, and I'll explain this in my next term.
Breaking. President BTG signs the R&B Fridays Act into law. Breaking. National Walking Day attendance reaches an all-time high. Breaking. Americans report a 63% increase in random adventures. Breaking. Department of Good Vibes approves funding for community basketball courts. Break.
Shout out them hood rats and Compton on the south side. Ass shaking, more bounce to the house. 40 cow, this guy found out of house. I'm talking spots with the founds at the house. How you duck all them cases, but your bitch found you out, look.